Georgia's DBHDD is urging people to ask a pharmacist about getting naloxone for their first aid kits at home or work. No prescription is needed. Naloxone can rapidly reverse an opioid overdose and restore breathing. Opioidresponse.info.
I'm Bill Nygut with Georgia Public Broadcasting. When a life hangs in the balance, what does beyond a reasonable doubt mean?
This is Troy Anthony Davis, and I've been sitting on Georgia's death row for 16 years for a crime I did not commit.
That's Troy Davis speaking from prison in a 2007 interview. He was convicted and sentenced to death in the 1991 murder of Savannah police officer Mark McPhail. The death sentence drew international attention and mass protests. Some of Davis's supporters included Pope Benedict XVI, former President Jimmy Carter, and former Republican Congressman Bob Barr of Georgia.
You know, my faith in God all these years has kept me strong, because in any other situation, had I not had God in my life and a strong family support base, you know, I would have been given up. You know, there's a couple of guys back here that dropping their appeals and saying, you know, they'd rather go ahead and be executed than spend the rest of their life in prison. And with me, because I have faith that God will eventually intervene and set things right.
Of the 9 key witnesses called on by the prosecution in the Troy Davis case, 7 changed their original testimony. They claimed they were pressured to testify by the police. Despite all this, Troy Davis was executed on September 21, 2011, in Jackson, Georgia. Jason Ewart was one of Davis's attorneys. He spoke with NPR a few years before the execution.
Without a hearing, without the power of subpoena to get everybody that we need to get into a court to look at the evidence that supports these witnesses' recantations, that just never happened. And I think that leaves this case quite unresolved.
But that's not how Spencer Lawton sees it. He was the prosecutor who sought the death penalty for Troy Davis. He spoke with CNN in 2011, shortly before the execution.
He got a fair trial. He got a judgment by an honest jury. He got a fair outcome all around. The press has been missing. The world has been missing. The fact that there is physical evidence in the case. The recantations that are so often cited are not, in fact, recantations the way the law would look upon them.
I was personally obsessed with the case.
That's Atlanta-based playwright Lee Noel.
There was the legal side of it that was being fought in courtrooms, but there was also the court of public opinion that was fighting it on the outside of the courthouses.
She says between those two sides, no one walked away from this case with a complete win.
The prosecution won the case. The people who believed that Troy was innocent won the case in the court of public opinion, which means that anyone who was involved in the legal side of it was thought to be wrong by the people in the court of public opinion and vice versa.
Lee's interest in the Troy Davis case led her to write Beyond Reasonable Doubt, the Troy Davis Project. She was commissioned to write the play by Atlanta's Synchronicity Theater, and it premiered there in 2016. Now, she's adapted it as a podcast for GPB.
They say death row, we say
hell no.
I am
Troy Davis.
I am
Troy Davis.
Each act may lead you to a different conclusion about Troy Davis's guilt or innocence.
He maintained his innocence for over 20 years, and still they are set to kill him tomorrow night.
Join us at 10 a.m. on Sunday, October 21st on GPB Radio for Beyond Reasonable Doubt, the Troy Davis Project. You can also subscribe now in iTunes or wherever your podcasts are found.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.